Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World for Today with Reverend Andrew Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andrew Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be at around this globe. This is Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm delighted coming to your home, to your house on the internet. We are just excited to be on the Word for Today radio broadcast ministry. You know, we got a special guest on today. We've been just staying so busy, amen, been out on the road doing a lot of different things, but we're here. We made it. Amen. Last night we had the computers, the internet, everything was just acting up. My goodness. You know something? Let me tell you, no matter what it is, we're going to get through this thing together. Amen. I work real hard and diligent to make sure that we're able to come on the air. And, you know, we're celebrating 7 years. 7 years of being on the radio. My goodness. I tell you, God has really been good to us. Amen. And on today, just like no other day, amen, we're waiting for the studio laptop and the computer to come back up, amen. We have a special guest that's going to bless your heart. There's been a lot of things going on, amen. And, you know, I find out that when there's a blessing in the making, there's something great about to happen, amen. You know, the enemy always try to sabotage the show, but I'm going to let you know something. We're going to get through this on today. Yesterday, we had a wonderful time with Dr. Apostle Stanley and Jack. My goodness, that man, he preached his heart out. Amen. He gave us a good word. And we're going to continue. I'm just trying to get online, so y'all stay with me. You in the studio, my guest, to stand with me. Amen. Yeah, we're just waiting for this computer to boot back up. Amen. My goodness. You know, we are actually 15 days away from outside the four walls gospel, amen, concert over here in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Let me tell you something. I'm excited about this day. I know God is going to be in the midst of all this here, amen. I don't know about you. I know one thing. I can't wait. I'm anticipating that folks will be delivered, saved, and set free. My goodness. Amen. You know, I believe that God has set us up once again for greatness. You know, so, you know, anytime that the Lord got his hand on something, you can believe that it's going to be a blessing. And I do apologize that it's taking us a little longer than normal just to get in here. Amen. But normally we would be up and then was coming through the hall, and the laptop had dropped, amen, so we had to reset everything, but let's just pray, amen, we got some time, and, you know, just pray and hope that our laptop will sign us back in, amen, praise God, there we go, we got our technicians working diligently, get us back online, amen, you know, it's good when we can able to have folks that's working beside you, and have the same heart, same mind. You know, I thank God for those that are working along Citywide Church of God. They have truly been a blessing to my heart. Amen. You know, God keep on sending the increase. And you know something, let me tell you, when God's in the midst of all these different things, let me tell you, there's no one, amen, that can outdo God. I don't care where you are, who you are. There's no one that can outdo God. I'm just talking, killing some time. Amen. And they're getting us back up into the studio. Amen. So let's bear with me. Amen. Last night we had the Prayer Warriors International Ministry. And I tell you, the computer was active last night. It was almost like someone was trying to block us, you know. But everything seemed to be coming back up. We should be with you shortly. Amen. Praise God. How many of you know that no matter what weapon is formed against you, no matter if the enemy comes in as a rushing flood, that we still, amen, have the victory? How many know we got the victory on today? Well, we got the victory on today, amen. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. I don't know about you, but you know something? I know where God has brought me from, and a lot of us, we have testimonies, and a lot of us been through some things, amen. But one thing for sure, God has got us through them all, amen. And that's what's so great about God. When you least expect and think that you're going through something, you don't know how you're going to make it out, and your back's against the wall, guess what? God shows up right on time. You know, actually, he didn't have to show up because he was already there. You know, God is omnipresent. We're the ones that got to catch up, right? Because we're living in time. Amen. I see that we're almost in the studio. Stand by. Praise God. But I tell you, you know, I look over all the things we've been through, going through, amen, and I can look and truly say that if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, how many of y'all can say that on today? I tell you right now, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And while we're talking, KJ Productions presents stage play called Prison Ministries. That's going to be next Saturday, actually, June 13th, up here in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. I have Joe McRae Productions, and he has a play called Jesus Loves Me. He's going to be also June 20th, I believe it is. And this is also in New Jersey, my goodness. And not to mention, I believe there's something else going on June 13th. I know someone has shared something with me the other day, but I do know for a fact June 25th out there in Cincinnati, Ohio, they had an awesome revival, it's a power move with Apostle Dr. Stanley Jack, amen. I'm going to try to get you some more information. We definitely are working hard to get this system up and running. Praise God. We look like we're almost there. Praise God. I say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I know God is good. Amen. All the time. All the time, God is good. And one thing for sure, right in the midst of everything that's going on, guess what? We still got the victory. Praise God. And if I have to do something different on today to get the man of God on the line with me, I will. Praise God. I might have to go another way. We're waiting for this, praise God, the system come up. I'm telling you, we've been blocked. Amen. We've been blocked. Amen. I know one thing. I'm trusting God right now. Amen. Man of God, if you can hear me right now, I can't get to the studio to bring you in on the line because the software is still loading up. I just need you to inbox me, praise God, or write down my number, amen, which is 909-733-3911. Call me, and then what we're going to do, if I have to just conference you in, I'll do it that way, praise God. You know, this don't normally happen. This is the unusual thing. And we need to hear this word that God's placed in your spirit on today. No matter what the enemy's trying to do, we're going to hear this word, amen. So I'm just sharing that with you now, praise God. Let's see what we can do here. That's 909-733-3911, amen. So I can get in the studio. Amen. My goodness. We must have a word on today, and we need to hear that word. How y'all doing? Okay, praise God. Have y'all, everything else is popping up. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Man of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We had to come in this way here. It seemed like we're having a little difficulty. The enemy been trying to stop us ever since last night. We've been having issues with this internet all of a sudden. But, you know, guess what? We got you now. Amen. You're on the line. Praise God. And, you know, I'm just delighted to have you on the radio today. I'm just hoping that everything else starts to fall in place here. But if it don't, that's okay. I know that there's a great word that God's placed in your spirit, amen. And apparently, the enemy doesn't want us to hear this word on today, but I'm glad that we found a way to get past, you know, the technological and issues that are going on right now, amen. So, first of all, I want to thank you for coming out on today and joining us, praise God. And, you know, I'm excited because I know that God's going to really bless those that are listening, that are calling in, amen. You know, and one of the things is that, you know, when there's a blessing in the midst and there's a blessing that God has opened the door, made a way, a lot of time when there's a word that needs to be heard, the enemy, it's like what happened when Daniel was waiting for an answer from the angel, amen, and it seemed as if, you know, it took the angel a minute to get there, and it was delayed, you know, but I truly believe, though, that, you know, even on today, that God is just working this situation out, and I'm excited that you're here, praise God. I was just hoping that I would be able to be able to see the folks that's on the line that's calling in. Amen. A lot of times we have over 60,000, 65,000 listeners right now. And it seems as if, you know, the enemy's trying all it can to do. But, you know, so we're going to go ahead and just give me a second, man of God. And we're going to go forth and I'm going to, you know, give you over to the audience and let them you can speak and minister to them because I know God gave you a word. And now we're trying to get into the studio to see what happens. Amen. Superism. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me go ahead and open for prayer. Open in prayer. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, that you just have your way on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I see you on the radio. You're still connected to the radio. Amen. So I'm going to put you on the line now. Amen. Praise God. So I got you live in the studio right now. So you can switch over if you want to, man of God. And ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the studio. We're up and running. Special guest today is no other than Apostle Allen E. Coleman Jr. Amen. And I want you to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Man of God, can you hear me out there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you are the founder of the Word of Art through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Ministries. Praise God. I love the name, the title of the ministry. That's like the heart of my heart, you know, the outreach and get it. I mean, you just put everything up in there. God gave it to you good. Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir. So I'm excited that you're here. Amen. So we're not going to delay no longer. I want you to go ahead and just go ahead and minister to the people. Amen. And then we're going to come back and give the folks a way they can contact you, your website address. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me good, brother?
Yes, I can. We have our engineers work stuck up. You're good, though. Amen.
Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, asking you to forgive us for all of our sins and shortcomings and all of our faults and our wrongs. Lord, please orchestrate this message. Lord, speak to those that you have handpicked to sit around the computer, to listen through the radio waves. And we just thank you for hearing us and for answering us and make me usable and use me. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. It was a blessing that you mentioned Daniel. The Lord had, you know, given me one thing to go on, but when the Lord used you to mention that, it was a good thing because I heard God say to shift to that direction, to deal with it, because a lot of people right now are praying, and sometimes they're wondering, Lord, how long? Or, Lord, why is it that I'm using every scripture that I can? I'm using everything you told me to use, and yet nothing is happening yet. And I like to read a scripture from Daniel chapter 10, and I'm in the King James Version. And I'm going to start at verse in verse 2. Scripture says, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3-4 weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, there was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which 20 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Father, please, there's an anointing already on your word. Now, please, you do the speaking, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we pray, amen. Daniel was shown a vision, and just like a lot of us, God has been telling us that he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and he's going to bless us, and he's going to build us up, and he's going to elevate us, and he's going to restore this and restore that. So many things God has been revealing to us Christians in these days, and it seems like the time goes by and nothing happens. And I know I talk to a lot of people that say, Apostle, when? How long? I mean, what is God going to do? And I tell them, I don't know. You have to ask God. But as the angel told Daniel, from the very first moment that he prayed, his prayer was heard. We have to understand that 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he heareth us. And then in verse 15 of 1 John chapter 5, Scripture says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So when we're praying God's word back to him, when we are discussing with God that what God has told us that he's going to do, and we're lined up with his will, and we're praying according to his will, he hears us. Every prayer prayed according to God's will, God hears. Now, Daniel, he was lined up because Daniel had a vision, and he understood it, but he needed clarity. He needed more information. And so James 1 and 5 says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. God said he would not deny giving us the answer to anything we don't understand. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And this is James 1 and 5. And so when Daniel being lined up, he asked God, Lord, what's going on? I need to hear from you. I need you to talk to me, glory. I need you to open up the doors of heaven. I need you to make ways for me. I need you to help me to understand. Give me clarity. I have no problem in doing what you want me to do, but I need you to tell me what to do. Daniel needed an answer about this vision. He needed to know about time. He needed to know in detail about the vision, as simple as that. And he fasted for 3 whole weeks, for 21 days. He fasted. he denied himself. He didn't eat expensive food. He didn't drink anything. He didn't anoint himself. He just totally denied his flesh so that his spirit can connect with God. And when we talk about going on fasts, and people mention, well, I'm going to do a Daniel fast and all of that, and they eat good fruit, and they, you know, the Daniel fast, according to Daniel chapter 1 with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they ate grain, they ate pulse. But what Daniel did right here in this particular chapter is Daniel didn't eat any, no meat. No meat did he eat. Nothing did he drink. He didn't anoint himself, as he said, for 3 whole weeks. We have to get in the face of God. There's a lot of things, thank you, Lord, that's not going to change until we get in the face of God. And I'm going to jump to verse 12, when the angel said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." Then in verse 13, the angel said, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. So the prayer was heard soon as Daniel prayed, but for 21 days there was a cataclysmic reaction going on in the heavenlies, in the second heaven. There was a battle between the angel coming with the answer and the territorial demon, the prince of Persia, that withstood the angel from coming to bring the answer. Listen, some of you, God is willing to answer you. He's already sent the answer. What the enemy is trying to do is throw you off your post so that by the time the answer comes to you, that you'd be off your post. We cannot get off of the post. It's important that we stay focused. It's important that we stay in the Word of God. It's important that our life lined up. It's important that we check ourselves before the enemy is able to use us against ourselves. There's things that God want to deliver us from, and we need to let God deliver us. Never mind other people. We need to let God deliver us, because the more lined up we are with God, then the more, the quicker that biblical results will manifest in our life. So this angel came, and he told him for 21 days, the prince of Persia withstood him. The time in the spirit realm is not the same as the time in the natural. Thank you, Jesus. Scripture says that a day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years is as a day. In the spirit realm, there is different time than it is in the natural. It's just like with age. You can be 25 and have a spiritual child in the natural that is 45, because there's no age in the spirit realm either. God is called the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days. There's just no time. He's not encased in time. He's not encased by age. He's just called ancient. And so when we're tapped into God, there's a spiritual maturity that comes over us, that's imparted in us, that helps us to understand things that are well beyond our ability to understand naturally. So it's important to stay in the face of God. It just really is. 21 days this angel fought. But Daniel, he stayed steadfast. He held on. He didn't get off his post. God wants to help those that have been calling on him. And I'm laughing because there's something God revealed to me, and I'm going to throw this out there, and I know how the computers have messed up, so that means the time is really short. So as the Lord leader, I'm just going to say this. There are certain spirits that are against God that have been released in the earth realm. The devil has sent certain of his demons out. I have to say, specifically, you know, all you have to do is look around. Those of you that are prophets, prophetesses, apostles, pastors that are after God's own heart, and even evangelists that are stirred up and noticing this dying world. If you look around, you see the demons that are prevalent. People are changing identities and genders right in America's face. They're doing all this with no fear of God. They're saying that God made a mistake. I'm a man, but I'm really a woman trapped in a man's body. That's a lie. It's not true. And these are things that the devil is putting out there because he wants to take the children captive. It's important we as parents watch over our children. Cover them under prayer. Get back in the face of God and stop pleading the blood of Jesus again, because the blood of Jesus cleanses sin. No demon, no devil can stand against the blood of Jesus. When you plead the blood of Jesus against the devil, against his demons, even against an ungodly situation, it's like throwing acid on something or someone, the way that it will it'll destroy a person's skin, or when you scalding water or hot oil. You know how when you throw those things, it hurts people. Well, I'm not saying to hurt anybody, but what God is leading me to say, to give you a metaphor to understand how effective the blood of Jesus is. The devil cannot and will not go through that blood. He don't want to touch anything that the blood is on, so you have to cover your prayer request in the blood of Jesus. You have to cover your children in the blood of Jesus. So it's old-fashioned, but it's effective. Plead the blood. And as we do that, God will begin to move. That standard that he said he'll raise up, it's his word. So that's another thing. It's important to get into the word of God and find out what the word says, so that way we can put God in remembrance of what he said, not what we said, not what other people said, but what God said. Because when we pray according to his will, he hears us, and the only thing he's going to bring to pass are the things that he promised. In these days, people are speaking things that are not biblical. People are declaring and decreeing things without asking God if he declaring and decreeing it. That's why the things are not coming to pass. So it's very important to understand that. Get in God's face. Turn down your plate. Connect with people that are spiritual also, not religious, but spiritual, that know God as well. Because where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing anything on earth, the Lord is right there in the midst. And I'm paraphrasing that. He's right there in the midst. He's right there. And he'll move. Let's just close with prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins again. And we thank you, Lord, for this brief, short word, but that holds effective and powerful weight. In Jesus' name, I'm asking that you touch everyone that have heard it and let it stay in their spirit, in all of our spirit. And we just thank you. We love you. And we ask that you help us to show you that. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We pray. Amen.
God bless you, brother. Amen. Listen, yes, sir. I'm going to bring you back, man of God. I'm going to get to another day. Amen. Because you just touched on the tip of things, you know. Amen. But the word is effective. God's word is effective. Even if only one scripture or one verse is always powerful. But, I mean, it just does my heart joy just to have you on today. Amen. You know, I've been running around myself and everything. But, you know, I really wanted you to come back because it was a good word. Amen. You know, and it's true. You know, a lot of people wait for a lot of different things, you know, asking God for this, asking God for that, you know, but we are the true believers, you know. Can I find out that, you know, when we have tapped into the secrets of God, and here's the funny thing about it, it's only a secret to those that are not his, you know, because when you seek God's kingdom and you understand all of his righteousness, in other words, we are walking in kingdom principles, have a kingdom mind, the mindset of Christ, then we understand that everything that we need has already been given to us. All we got to do is ask for it. But see, a lot of folks, they're not looking at what God is really telling them. You know, they're looking at everything else. They're being distracted like Peter. They're allowing the situation. And so you touched on some things also concerning, you know, what's going on right now. This country is in a turmoil. Wrath is about to hit this place like never before, you know, and that's why I need you to come back on to expand even more. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But ladies and gentlemen, we do apologize for the technical difficulties on today. Amen. Our special guest was, and is rather, Apostle Alan Coleman Jr. Amen. And he is the founder and pastor of the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Ministry. Amen. You may contact this powerful man of God, amen, by calling him, amen, at area code 203-745-8162. Once again, that number is 203-745-8162. 8162, or you may visit their website. It's www.ourchurch.com/ME. I'm going to say it again, www.ourchurch.com/ME, as in the word me. And you also can email them at apostle. I'm gonna let you say it. Give me your email, man. God, I don't want to mess that up there.
It's all right. The website is www.ourchurch.com/member/T. That's a small T. /the word of God/. And the email address is apostolos. That's Greek for apostle. It's apostolos, @AOL.com. So that's apostolos, AEC2@AOL.com.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And I'm excited once again to have you come on. I'm going to look up my calendar. I think I might have a day open next week. If not, it'll be the following week. You know, we've just been getting ready for this big outreach outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets of our city here in New Jersey. And it's been trying. It's been an awesome thing to see God opening doors and people making donations. And I'm excited because I know that this is just the bait to go out there to reach the drug dealers, to reach those that are not coming to church, prostitutes, whatever they may be, those that got drug addictions, those that marriages are broken and relationships that are messed up with families. I just believe that God is going to just bring folks together on that special day as we're giving away, you know, different gifts and certificates, but most importantly, giving away the word of God, you know. And that's the thing. I'm believing that God's going to just move in such a way that people will just surrender to God on that day. Souls will be saved. The backslider will come back to God. The prodigal son will find his way back home. I'm looking for a miraculous day, you know. And you that are listening on today, you might say, "Well, man of God, I want to see this." And I'm thinking right now that if you can't make it, amen, but you want to sow into the ministry, you can do so by going to our website, www.citywidecog, or that's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. And I was talking to some of my people about saying that we can, on our website, be able to do a live streaming, and you can partake that way if you're not in our city, you know, and those that are around the world, you might be able to see. And if you want to send your love donations during that day, you can do so as well. But we're still working on that one day, man of God. But just keep us lifted up in prayer as we go forth. Amen. If you need to email us, amen, please go to our you can email us at info@citywidecog.org, or you can email us at info@today.org. Amen. Well, man of God, it's time for us to get on out of here. Praise God. And I truly want to humbly thank you once again for showing up, answering the call. Praise God. We're going to get the thank God to come back. You're going to come back again, right, son?
Yes, sir. As the Lord leads, Brother Apostle.
Amen. We need, and you're out there in Connecticut?
Yes, sir. New Haven, Connecticut.
Amen. I've been through Connecticut a few times. I'm originally from New York, and we left New York about 1991 and went to Florida for over 13 years, and now we're back up here in New Jersey, praise God. So you're not too far away, amen. And so we're going to definitely have to get together, fellowship, and do some things together as well. So I look forward for the fellowship. Thank God for answering the call. And to those that are listening, Kingdom Blessings upon you and your family. Until we meet again, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. Have a splendid and blessed weekend. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Brother Apostle.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see. I want to see your glory, and I want to live in the secret place.